What's up, real ass dudes? Make sure you grab the brand new limited edition fall 2020 Real Ass Podcast hoodies and t-shirts that will be available for just 1 week from Friday, September 25th to Friday, October 2nd. That's right. You can only get them for this 1 week, and they're going to be available at a very special discounted price. So grab them September 25th through October 2nd at podcastmerch.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Trump. I'm gonna vote for Trump. Trump. Gotta vote for Trump. Trump.
Sorry, guys. We're voting for Trump. It's official. Now it's official.
I was hoping you were going to go Pantera at the end right there. Like, Trump!
No, I don't give a fuck about voting at all. Do what you got to do. Vote for who you want to vote for. But I'll tell you right now, in my neighborhood. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, international superstar Zach D'Amico in the house. What's up, motherfucker?
How you doing, sweetheart?
Yay! Yay! We have two incredible guests, as always. Back to getting two guests in studio, two white guests, which is pretty fucking sweet. Really trying to up the property value of the Real Ass Podcast every single time we do this show. Ladies and gentlemen, he has a brand new album called Scuttlebutt. You guys can get everywhere you buy comedy albums. And on October 2nd, this Saturday night, he'll be in Easton, PA. This is Friday night. I apologize. Easton, Pennsylvania. It is Mr. Sean Patton.
What? That's my new intro.
Well, that note, it was somebody once told me. That was the note. I thought you were going to start singing that.
If that's my default note, I'm pissed.
Somebody once told me.
What? How's that?
Somebody once told me. Same thing. It was just a higher octave, dude.
I can't bare naked ladies myself.
You know nothing about octaves, obviously.
I don't. I'm tone deaf.
Fucking.
Wait. Fuck. Is that me?
Yeah. That was you, actually.
That voice sounds like it'd be your body.
Is this an intervention where you guys reveal to me that I'm suffering from amnesia and am the lead singer of Bare Naked Ladies?
It's Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth. I'm sorry. Thank you,
son of a bitch.
Shit. You realize the shows you're plugging are like
Smash Naked Ladies. Combine the two, bro.
Also joining us, you might know him from his podcast, the Lev Fur Show podcast, on Twitter and Instagram at Lev Fur. No, I'm sorry, at Lev Fur on Instagram, at Lev Fur SH on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lev Fur.
What's up, baby? How are
What's
you?
What's up, kid?
The Lev Fur. I'm glad I asked to be here because I miss Lewis.
He did ask to be here, and I made sure Shannon booked you immediately. But we were during quarantine, we were really only doing one guest in studio. But now that we have two, now we get to mix the world up again. I like the fact that we get to fucking just fucking throw the variables together and see what the fuck happens, which is great. Lev, I'm surprised you wanted to be seen in public because you've put on at least 95 pounds.
Dude, I'm just here to promote voting. And
I stay pudgy so that I don't get upset. By the way, four dudes in hats. Can that be the subtitle of this episode?
This is the name of the episode.
Four dudes in hats.
Well, Lewis only books fat white guys.
That's not true. I book a lot of skinny white guys.
He also books unfunny women.
Yeah, that's very true. The truth is, you, Lev, you're a handsome guy, but you...
Formerly.
You're still handsome, and I saw you recently at the stand, and Lev's put on some weight, and I know he's fucking, it's killing him inside. He reached out to me, he's like, dude, is Equinox worth it? He's on a journey now, but he showed up to the stand with a smoking hot chick, and I was like, good for you, Lev. Even fat Lev gets hot pussy.
It does, that's the thing, it doesn't affect women. Like, if you could throw out a fucking joke every once in a while, you know, they don't care. It's like, it's not about the look. Women are not as shallow as
They're
us.
They're good people, isn't it sad?
They have like a soul. Yeah. We just look at them as like, this girl's hot, this girl's not.
If my girl put on the amount of weight that you've put on, not only would I break up with her, I would fight her. I would physically attack her.
You'd be in the same weight class.
Are you in a relationship again?
Yeah, I am.
You are just a serial monogamist.
Serial monogamous.
Yeah, right?
Well,
that's a title. That's going to be a title we have to promote.
You name it! Maybe he just loves love. Do you ever think about that?
You think you hear Luis J. Gomez, the rattlesnake. Yeah. You know,
he's a needy teddy bear.
The DOS effects of podcasting, you know, whatever your titles are. And then like, but love, relationship, soul commitment.
And these girls beat me down. Eventually, they just like, they get you there. And they're like, well, shit, I get off the pot. And you're sitting there, and you're just alone one night. And you're like, dude, I'm going to die alone.
Yeah.
I can't get off the pot.
Well, that's what's happening to me right now. I've been seeing this girl for like 10 months. It's the first time I've been in a relationship where like I wasn't just, oh my God, I'm fucking obsessed with you. Let's date.
Right.
And instead, she's just been hanging around for fucking 9-10 months, just playing it cool, not saying shit. Finally, after 9 months.
So she was with you 10 months ago before you put on this weight.
Yeah. She saw me when I was hot.
Did she get you pregnant?
I don't know. I'm suing.
Maybe
is she a bumblebee? Did she sting you?
No, fucking. She, you know, but that lets me know she's a real one. She's with me through the fucking fat years. You know what I mean?
You sure it's not that gold bracelet? Look at that. Tells me what you got in the account.
This is a Donald Trump purchase right here.
Yeah. Wait, maybe you're one of these people who's more attractive with weight. Some people are better.
Are you
looking.
Kidding me? Lev is way more handsome.
I can't think.
Thinner.
Dude, to me,
pull up
Lev's Instagram from like 6 months ago, where he's just fucking like every photo is him like he's got these cheekbones. It makes me sick, but it makes me very happy the fact that he yo-yos and has to go through this fatness because he gets a little too cocky once in a while.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, yeah, you're also what 20.
2,400 pounds, yes.
2,400 kilograms.
Two full tons.
Oh, I mean, that's fucking terrible.
Look at him.
Look at that. You look like
look at him.
You look like, it's like in The Outsiders, you know?
I told Lev this years
ago.
This
is an all-gay remake.
Yeah. He should move to LA where the pressure is on to be good looking because he will thrive in that situation. The problem is here he'll hang out at the Comedy Cellar or the Stand. It's just a bunch of fat old fucking pieces of shit. Nobody cares what they look like. And nobody cares how their pants fit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but that's what I want to be around.
Look at that face right there. I want to kiss it. I want to kiss him on his fucking face.
Dude, I'm not fucking this business is over. Like
it's coming back. I'm telling you right now.
No, comedy is coming back. Comedy's coming back with a fucking vengeance. But comedians doing show business shit, that's fucking done.
You think that's done?
I think that's done. And why would we like You're
so fat that the meat around your eyes has gotten fat. Like
I haven't been.
You
up
need liposuction around your fucking eyeballs.
You ate yourself to another race.
I'm a fucking Mongolian now, right? And they told me that's not in.
I love it. I love. I'm not the only one that has to deal with this because my whole life is just going up and down in weight and fucking.
Yeah, every day.
My friends just making fun of me and calling me fat to my face.
Is that why you fought? Is that why you got in
fighting?
That's
one of the reasons why I'm doing this fight right now is to get back in shape. I need that strict of a goal right now.
I was the only New York person, by the way. Maybe that's not true. Maybe it was three of us at your fight against Ryan O'Neal 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
And that fight, what was so fucking hilarious about that fight was the first round where you guys are just going at it. His headgear came off. Yeah. And you both decided to pull your guard off.
Yeah, my headgear broke.
Yeah, I remember you were like you're already fighting, but then you're still like, hit me, motherfucker. You're like fucking angry. Yeah. And then you get so much rage and energy in the first round.
And then round two.
Yeah, just egg noodles. Fucking launching. Just like,
also, what he was thinking about.
You guys were so fucking beat by the third round.
You both
hilarious.
Can't rope a dope.
that shit was funny.
He's like, I'm just waiting for him to punch out, doggy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. I'm just realizing that all of the drops are out of order now.
The drops?
Yeah, we have mad drops. So, okay, there's a Zackle snake. That's what, because I wanted a Zackle snake. Yeah, they're all out of order now. Dylan, fuck the, you know what, Dylan? I'm going to say fuck the,
Damn. Dylan strikes again.
Nice.
that's a personal, that's a fun one. That's a little inside
baseball.
He's
poking the rattlesnake.
Yeah, these are all out of order now, dude. You got to fucking make sure they're in the same order every time. Yeah, you did something, dude. I'm looking at the fucking board. Don't fucking tell me. I don't want you to come in here, Dylan. I don't want you to come in here. He always wants to come in and dance around and be a part of the show in the
background. But he, like, bumbles his way through it. Like, he's trying to not be on camera.
That's how he sets it up on purpose. He just fucks some shit up so he can come in.
He loves being on fucking camera. It makes me infuriated. Dylan, can I...
Dylan isn't a track. Dylan is what Lev used to look like.
Yeah, Dylan...
Fuck you, dude. I was way hotter than that.
Yeah. Dylan and Lev could have started a podcast together, but now Lev's too fat. You're too fat for Dylan's podcast.
You guys could be in a movie together, like before and after.
Yeah. Can you imagine how fast that show would get fucking canceled, Girls what? We Fucked? It's just two hot white guys.
No, man, I think it would ride.
Yeah, they'd cancel it because one of the white guys isn't hot. One of the white guys is eating a pizza in the corner.
I'm going to fucking Equinox after this, Lewis. I don't want to fucking hear it.
Wait, isn't that the gym with the pizza?
No, let's we got fucking wait, smoothies, right? Baby.
Isn't there one? What's your, one of them has a pizza.
Yeah,
pizza.
Planet Fitness.
There it is.
I love Sean pretending he doesn't know. It's like, which one? What's that gym that I have the key card to?
What's the pizza place and treadmills?
Yeah, yeah. Which gym am I having lunch at?
I mean, you're not that far off. But
you stay consistent at your weight. You're just always in a general boulder like state.
I have, underneath this layer of soft armor, I am a fucking U.S. Marine. I promise you.
No, you look
But I've always been, stiff. I just can't lose the fat.
Yeah, but it's better to be that way, though. Because once you, if you ever got in like crazy shape,
yeah,
I'm assuming you when you were in high school, you were stocky, but you weren't fat.
Always
you
stocky,
weren't, but you weren't fat.
Always kid. Round. Yeah.
So, but you've sort of been this your whole life. You've accepted this. You've learned how to adapt and how to thrive in this. The problem is with somebody like Lev or myself is we change. And we don't actually, it actually sets off everything else. It fucks everything else up. Because what happens is you're not happy in whatever state you're in. So you're not interacting with people the same way. You're not firing off on all cylinders the same way that you would if you had just simply accepted who you are and said, fuck it. Well, now I'm going to fucking eye on the prize. Your prize ends up being fucking, you know, having abs at one point and taking a good selfie, and it totally fucks you up. I was happier before I ever lost weight. I never thought about it before I ever got in shape the first time.
Okay.
It was, I always got good looking chicks. I was always a confident dude. I was always funny. It never really, I didn't even think it was a possibility to get in shape.
I don't remember you fat ever.
When I was in my first year of college, I was 330 pounds.
Oh, yeah,
I was Lev Fur type shape. I was fucking.
No, but have you ever?
We're gonna give you a complex.
I don't give a fuck.
What, have you ever a complex been... carb? He's like, yeah, please. I would love it.
Have you ever been happy with your weight?
A pretty good, fucking.
Hit the wrong drop real quick.
Well, if I knew where all my drops were, I'd fucking just hit them right here. It's fine.
That's the gayest sound you could ever.
Yeah, to say that when you go to when you're kneeling at a glory hole,
yeah,
the penis sound. Goes to the rattlesnake.
What about this? What about I know a gayer sound. Hey, bro, would you like to suck my cock? It's a gayer sound.
I didn't mean it in a gay way.
I know what you meant. So here's the thing, Lev Fur. Years ago, was on the show, and we trashed him for a documentary that he made for himself. And it's fine. I'm over the documentary. Did you continue to do it year after year?
No.
Thank God.
A documentary you made for yourself?
He made a documentary about himself, about his journey through comedy. He was 2 years in comedy. You know, the most fucking... It was great. We fucking trashed him to the point where... He took it down for a day, but then he like gained the confidence to put it back up. It was the best. Like, we were in his head. To this day, he probably thinks about it.
Well, that's... When were you born? What year?
96.
So you're officially Gen Z. So like, that's Gen Z was 96. That's your generation though. Like it's like the product isn't enough. You've got to show people behind the curtain.
Yeah.
It's like you've got to see how we make everything and how we do everything, and you can't just enjoy the thing once it's created. I have to know every single ounce of sweat and blood that went into it. I don't know why I'm doing that voice, but so I don't blame you.
No, dude, I was a fucking ambitious kid who listened to a lot of Kanye. Like, what do you expect?
I'm gonna
a documentary about myself.
But also, that's dumb. But also,
it was delightfully awful.
I was a child. What the fuck?
You gotta learn. But also, like, I just see the fucking. You talk to anyone under the age of 30 now, and it's like Jesus Christ. Like, what you expect from anything, comedy, music, movies. It's like, what? Why not just the thing?
Yeah, what do you say when you get into this speech? You do like an old timey Hollywood accent.
Why do you kids do it this way? There was a time where we just made the movie, where we just did the bit, where we just wrote the song, and we played it for the people, and the people paid money to see it, and that was enough. But now you gotta know how I did everything, and I don't want you to know. I don't want you to know. If I win, I want to be the first podcast guest to win an Oscar from a podcast.
I love it. It was great. They should include podcasts. That's a good point.
They'll love that, dude.
Grammys, right?
How have you not made podcast awards yet?
Wait, the Grammys. They did
a podcast awards,
I thought,
right?
The Grammys had a...
We should do our own. Fuck yeah, we should do our own. Should.
And the Rattlesnake, that's the...
Milo just that's wins the... every year.
Yeah, we give... It's just an alt-right award ceremony. But it was a very awful... documentary, and it was very funny to make
this
fun
is still
of
in your head. This yeah, is, yeah. He's bringing it up 5 years later.
Only when you're sitting in front of me. It was, but me and Tim Dillon, we trashed him. It was fucking great. But you can play for a second chance. I'm not going to trash him again on it because it was horrible.
Every time I come here, he does great. Every fucking time.
You guys
time.
Should just see it for
oh,
a second.
Oh god. Oh wait, I'm about to actually see something.
I was 17. My dad saw me do stand up for the first time. Only time.
That's the reaction you should have. Is look at this dumb kid.
He watched me, and after my set,
it's also in black and white. The whole documentary.
Yeah, I don't see anything that makes me think you're gonna be good at this.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean there's a sad comedian in the world? Well, that's just not fair. That pose right there, the note coming out of your mouth is,
somebody once told me the world was... All right, so, it stunk, and it's okay. But
it's fine.
I found something that stinks worse.
Oh, yes.
I found some of those things.
My documentary?
No. You don't have a documentary, do you?
No.
So you actually inspired a segment on the show that we've never done because I feel like people aren't fucking funny enough anymore. They don't take it on the fucking chin enough, right? So people...
Oh, God. No one realizes that sometimes humor's about humiliation.
Yes. So I wanted to have this concept before, and it was called...
To play your sex tape show?
Yeah. Oh, buddy. Do I have one?
It's called Defend Your Content. And I want, when I bring a guest on, I want to bring up a piece of shitty content from their past.
Yeah.
And they have to defend either what it is or what. So that was the idea, because Lev defended it with his, he really tried. It was fucking beautiful. It was great. It was me and Tim Dillon being bullies for no reason, you know. So.
That's almost erotic. You and Tim. Like, that's almost.
Tim was hard.
That's almost like such a lambasting that you get aroused.
Yeah.
You know what
Dude,
I mean?
there was also like so much drama before that fucking podcast because like I put out this thing and like every open micer started shitting on me for it.
Yeah,
and then Tim calls me and he's like, "You got to take it down, buddy." He's like, "Don't come in and realize podcast tomorrow. It's a trap. You got to take it down." And he goes, "Let me tell you a story." He went into a Tim Dillon allegory. He's like, "There was a guy. His name was like Mikey, Mickey, whatever the fuck. He did a video 6 years ago. He was rapping. He never recovered.
Okay? You've never heard of him for a reason.
Now let's get lunch. We'll split it.
Lunch on you."
Yeah, no. This
let's
is the,
go, Lev.
No, but he like, it was like a whole fucking setup. He's like, "They're going to bring in Nick Mullen. It's just done. Don't do it.
It wasn't good.
You know how much Tim likes you by how much he asked you to pay your portion of lunch.
That is true.
I bought lunch.
Well, there you go.
So it was funny that you came in today because yesterday I was on Instagram. I was on Dylan's Instagram, and Dylan started to put out his very own web series. And I don't know what this is, but it is fucking. I watched like 45 seconds of it. I was like, "This is fucking awful." So let's watch some of it, Dylan. Let's see this, Dylan. You have to defend your content.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Yeah.
The social dilemma. You watching it? It goes into how companies like Facebook and Google know that they're manipulating you when they make these algorithms, or maybe they don't. It's kind of like being the landlord to the crack house. I don't know what's going on here. I'm just as surprised as you are, for legal reasons. I also like to thank Netflix's algorithm for telling me how bad the algorithm is. They never really did talk about Netflix in that documentary, did they? Netflix being the ones that tell us to beware of the algorithm is like Pornhub telling me to beware that these girls don't really love me. Shut up and take my money. I know. And don't even get me started
right,
on cuties.
Go ahead and turn your camera sideways so I can tell you. Go ahead and turn your sideways so I can tell you some more about.
He's got all the charisma of a smoky Uber driver.
I mean, Jesus Christ, dude.
I love that everybody thinks they're like a talk show host now. Fucking every person is like them in a doing fucking monologue jokes, which is the shittiest
You're
part of every talk
show. Fucking documentaries in black and white. What are you saying?
Oh. Whoa.
You should try and white. You're a year older than me.
Okay. I thought he was older. I feel like mean for fucking with him now.
It's because Schultz makes being a talk show host look cool. That now people
it's just like,
are going to jump on board.
It's from the laces of your sneakers to your face. That's the angle for the while you have a hip hop beat and you're fucking.
Yeah, nothing brings out the.
I'm a white guy talking about what black guys like, and I got a calculator watch.
Dylan's furious right now. He's not
sure to fucked up the drops, Dylan.
Oh, shit.
My sweater ain't only salmon colored, it's made out of salmon, bitch. But is that a?
Would you guys be more impressed if you found out he produced that beat?
Dylan, what were you thinking there?
Content, maybe? I don't know.
Is this a new web series?
No, it's not a web series. I have a couple episodes where I started during quarantine. I was like,
it's a series of episodes for the web. It's not a web series.
It doesn't have a name. I just put on the camera and talk. I don't know. I don't take selfies and put them up every 3 days.
And edit it. And are you calling me? You're saying I take selfies every 3 days?
Oh, everyone on Instagram.
What are you fucking saying, bro? Are you popping shit? Don't be popping shit.
I don't know.
Dylan, listen,
if you take offense to it, maybe you do it.
I might. I do take selfies sometimes. But I feel like you were taking a shot at me, maybe at Lev. You're getting a little defensive right now.
I'm just putting it out there.
Dylan.
Oh, yes.
It's not about us. This is about you. For what everyone else does out there.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? What is this series?
There's no name to it. It's me speaking about things that interest me, trying to put a little comedy on it, but also be like, real? Let's play another episode. I don't know. Just joking.
Do you want to play more of this?
Can we play another episode, please?
Why do you want to play another episode? Do you think there's a better one?
Kind of, yeah.
I'll play another one. I'll play more.
I love that when you ask him, like, what is this? He did, like, his prepared speech when he thought this was going to be, like, a fame-making thing. He's like, yeah. I just kind of talk about me, you know? Do what it is.
He thought he was going to...
What?
He thought he was going
to
get...
Dylan, I'm starting to side with you on this, man. Lev's just being a jerk.
Yeah. I'm just passing on the fucking pain.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing.
It's brutal. And it does feel like an Andrew Schultz production.
I get that because I'm white and handsome, but... I was not Jewish enough
to be funny about it.
I get that, but there's no really name to it. It's not like me trying.
I know.
To
I don't want a fucking name. I'm saying defend. It's bad. It's just bad overall. Okay.
Well, let's play another one.
What if one day Schultz is on like MSNBC or something? You know what I mean? Like he's like the Walter Cronkite.
He's like the Bill O'Reilly.
Well, who's that guy, Killer Mike? I don't know who Killer Mike is, but
the rapper?
He was on the news recently, and they were like, all right, now let's go to Killer Mike.
This mugshot's talking. Wait, you don't know who Killer Mike is?
I mean, I assume
he's... That seems like right up your alley.
He's probably a rapper.
He's the good half of a rap duo.
Yeah, but he's like straight up, like, they go to his, like, I was watching MSNBC, they were going to, like...
Yeah, it is interesting being like Killer Mike now on.
It's like they have a panel where it's like.
His advice is buy guns.
He's got some good shit to say though. He's got some. He's a smart.
I don't know anything that he says. I just thought it was kind of funny that they were taking real opinions from
Atlanta rapper from Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah.
So Dylan, look, I'm half just fucking with you. It is bad. He wants to pull up another one. You can pull up another one, Dylan. Let's see if it gets a little bit better.
Fact. There's no such thing as a nice guy. You're a pussy. This is a post I saw again today.
How do you lose a woman?
Just be a good guy. They hate that shit. And it's always the same dude with like Doritos Locos Tacos stuck in his beard. Chuck broke down and needs a ride on Facebook. Dude, no one wants to give you a ride.
This is worse than the other one. This is actually worse. No, the audio's worse. There's no direction. You're like, what are you doing here? What is this idea? Hold on. The point of this one was what?
Can I say something?
No.
No, shut the fuck up. Let me say something.
No, don't ever tell me to shut the fuck up.
Let me say something.
Ever. No.
Are you insane? What kind of ship are you running here?
Cut his mic. Cut his fucking mic.
Cut his throat.
You just hear a fist go through some real ass glass.
I'm sick of it. He yaps too much.
You love it, though. You love this flirtation shit.
What? You think I'm flirting with him?
Yeah, you're a little turned on. I see it.
Is that what you think's going on
Look
here?
Look at him. He's fucking got that side smile.
I'm thinking about firing him as a producer from Gas Digital because his production...
Hiring him as a sex slave.
Firing him so then you can date him without any ethical problems.
But then you're still going to have him come over in a few weeks and fix your Twitch stream, right? So you can watch him
I mean, he did play a good job with electronics. I just... it is very weird because, like, young comics, like, you do have to put out content, but you also do hit publish, so you know, like, whether or not...
I suck at content.
Yeah, but really, dude, also, like, there's three people making good content in the fuck, like, on all of the online
Thank you very much.
It's also yeah, interesting
Big
because,
J, Tim Dillon.
Yeah. Well, it almost seems like
Big J, quality. Me, and Bisping.
It almost seems like quality is, like, third or fourth most important thing, though. It's, like, consistency, length of video, color correction, quality.
Yeah.
It seems, I don't know, it just seems like you just pump it out. And that's more important than what's being pumped out.
There are certain people that are doing really fucking fun, you know, content. Tim is great.
Tim's great.
I think
everyone at this table is great. Even that documentary, while bad, still gives us pleasure.
It does give us pleasure.
Well, here's the thing. That for comic, like, you should look at that. Like, if I looked at a kid doing that today, I would have the same reaction.
Why aren't you doing that again now, but with tongue in cheek? Like, where you get it, where you just take the piss out of yourself.
Because now I'm like, I'd rather just, like, record stand-up clips and just...
I have a better idea. Why don't you do it now, but gun in mouth? And then...
Can I do one where I'm just... Where I'm you?
You should do that as, like, you being 23. Throw a beanie on and fucking...
No, you should do a follow-up to it where now you're fat and, like, you're still a loser. You're, like, you thought it was going to go way different, like, but you're just fucking sitting there.
Dad was right.
I mean, I'd have the same reaction. If I saw a kid doing that today, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? But at the same time, like... You gotta, I think it's important to see young comics at least trying to make something, you know what I mean? Because that stupid thing, it got me my management, that got me my agents, like, it comics might hate it, but it still leads to other things that lead to nothing.
Resume bomb.
Your manager and agent should, they should be expelled from the business.
Everybody is now.
Agents are done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All that matters, like, what matters is shit like fucking Legion of Skanks now, like, people being funny comedians, like, that's the fucking...
That is true.
Hand to mouth, babe.
That is true.
Farm to table.
Dylan, you need to delete those immediately. I told the same thing to Lev. You're going to be sitting in some fucking, in somebody's third most popular podcast with 80 pounds heavier one day trying to fucking defend this. Trust me. You have an opportunity right now to not be where Lev's at. Okay? I'm telling you right now, delete those. We'll come up with a new concept for you.
Wait, what's the two more popular podcasts?
Legion of Skanks and Believe You May.
Fuck, all right.
Yeah.
Got to get on one of those.
But this one's the best one. This one is the best. This might be the best podcast out there, just in general.
It's the most real-ass podcast.
It is the most real-ass podcast.
Because it's not just in the title.
Yeah. I mean, and also, to be honest with you, even though it's my third most popular, it's still the third most popular podcast on the entire goddamn fucking network. Let's not get that shit twisted.
Well, right now, I mean, we're very real. We're all here. And there's a lot of ass in this room.
Rape!
You know?
Is that a rape sound drop?
Yeah, it's a short
one. I love it.
One.
Send me that. No, Dylan, don't fucking delete it, dude. You can't delete it on the sole purpose that someone's telling you to delete it. Like, that's why you gotta
trust
leave it
me. You should look up to me. I'm pretty good at this.
Don't put out videos and shit.
Don't keep
it's
it
just
up.
You getting high at fucking 4 a.m.
Don't keep it up based off the sole purpose of some other guy who's less successful than me telling you to keep it up. Trust
that's relative.
Me. No, it's
Are
not.
Are you wearing your own hoodie?
There's no...
No, bitch. So I don't want to fucking hear it. And you know who made this? Your former merch guy. My current merch guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn,
that's right.
Somebody's got Venmo.
I didn't want to have to say it. $20 cost price.
Wait, that is... I just realized that says your name.
Yeah.
Go buy the Left Fur hoodie, guys.
All right. I'm going to get a Left Fur hoodie and just do awful shit in
order
it.
In a California King.
Go buy a Left Fur.
It starts as a medium and turns into a 2XL.
It grows with you.
Yeah. It stretches but never unstretches.
Oh, shit. All right. So, look, what do I want to talk about? I wrote something down. I wrote notes today because I did want to.
Yeah, I love that he's, like, giving him video advice. He's just in his pantry, like, what's up, guys? Just fucking silent on a live stream for 4 hours.
Lev, there's no piece of content that you've ever created that's anything that I've ever done. Are you fucking crazy? You're trying to attack my content? Are you fucking trying? Are you crazy?
Lev, why don't you defend your content?
The documentary's still up
here. Pull up Lewis's Instagram. Let's fucking go through it.
This is where it begins.
Pull it up right now.
I don't know why I'm choosing to die on Dylan's Hill.
I feel like I am here at the beginning of the war.
A bad battle.
You know?
This is a bad battle. My fucking fight journal, a journey. Oh, by the way,
your fight journey.
What's Ian's face? Oh, he's on the news.
He's on the news, yeah.
Oh, fucking A.
That was hilarious.
Wow.
See, I wrote faggot over where they wrote comedian. Literally, and I mean this, and I'm not even bullshitting that. You know, I did that while my son was in a Muay Thai class. It took me 4 seconds. It's better than anything that Lev or Dylan have ever created in their fucking lives. And it took me 3 seconds. It was me trashing my gay friend Ian. It's better if you combine all of the content that Ian and Lev have created Ian's okay. All the content, most of the content that Ian's created, all the content that fucking Lev and Dylan have created and mush it together into one fucking shitty fucking pile of fucking colorful hoodies and sneakers. it isn't half as good as that one little picture of me calling Ian a faggot. That's how much better I am. Fucking question me.
I'm going to just say this. I have a pretty good misogynistic podcast. Okay.
Your podcast?
Yeah.
Your podcast is friendly.
No, it's not. Not anymore.
No?
The more weight I gain.
You get angrier?
You're
like the Hulk. You get...
Shannon, 7-minute test. Go. Latest episode.
Oh, no.
We're not doing a 7-minute test.
What is the seven minutes into any episode of the podcast?
It should be fire. If it's not fire at exactly 7 minutes in, if it's not fire, you know that they fucked up.
Wait, is that a legit
measurement?
Can I borrow it? Can I run with it?
Click on any podcast 7 minutes in. Latest Lev First Show episode 7 minutes
it's
in.
Just me trashing.
How
Lewis.
Dare you attack the fucking brains? This entire network was my brainchild. Skankfest, the entire festival, my brainchild. You think Rebecca and Christine came up with it?
You don't think I'm proud of you for all you've done? You became a fucking co-headliner on your own.
You're fucking dead to me. That was pretty good trash. I like that.
You guys, I'm enjoying this. I want to just keep watching.
I always have contention with Lewis because we both have this yo-yo of like fat, not fat, fucking...
You fucked up.
That's how I think I sound when I scream.
What?
Like that. But I don't. I sound. Anyway.
Shannon, go. Let's see.
I don't know what that is. That's not from a movie.
No. It's just what's in my brain. Look at that. Making Colin Turrell laugh in 5 seconds.
This sounds like pillow talk.
My brain always thinks in an angry Chinese man's voice.
Is that what it was? I thought that was a black chick.
You thought that was a black chick?
Hey, big boy!
No, listen to the announcement. Hey, big boy! Come here, big man!
Let's see you do Chinese.
You think that's
right,
a black chick?
See, it's the problem. No, like, Colm's a brilliant comedian. You can't even get greatness out of Colm. What a sad day.
It was, first of all...
What a sad day.
I was too busy killing with him. He can't fucking be throwing out jokes and laughing, you know?
That's true.
I'm still confused as to what that was your podcast?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I thought that was a voicemail.
I thought you were having an episode.
I thought someone was like, listen to this voicemail of a friend of mine that I just played.
I thought you pocket dialed your doctor. And it was the sound of his office with people mumbling weird things.
All right.
And your pocket change is jingling around.
All right, let's be fair. Let's be fucking fair. Let's pull up 7 minutes into the last Real Ass podcast.
We don't do that. You know, fucking tell me what to do on my show.
I would love if you pull it up. And so it's like, you think you're as brilliant as me? I came up with the logo. And then 7 minutes.
I mean,
the other
you
one.
Could probably do it any given moment. You're going to get.
Bring up last episode. 7 minutes. I'm brilliant. Time travel. I'm brilliant. And the weight fluctuating.
I'm just
all the way back. This is the first episode of the show. It's already brilliant. This is already the greatest thing you ever fucking heard.
I don't even press record. This is better than anything you've made. God damn it.
Do you have any idea how much I rule? I do fucking rule, though. Do I not?
One episode, just 911. Yeah. I threw a mic stand at his head.
I just defended you last night to a comic.
Who was talking shit about me, Lev?
Dude, I can't.
Lev's throwing
out
the show.
Oh, now you want to say it, though.
No, you know what it is? It's just, I think comics that don't know him think he's a mean guy.
I am a mean guy.
Yeah.
Nah, you're a mean
tell that fucking pussy I'll fucking spit in his face. Ian's my friend. I called him a faggot publicly.
Yeah. Well, that was just hilarious.
This fucking guy.
You know what's funny? He's going through like a breakup too, and he's like real upset.
Who?
Yeah. Ian.
Fight dance?
Yeah. So you got him at a good time, Bummer. Lewis. Way good. To be a fucking good friend.
I like it.
Wait. A breakup with what? With a guy or a girl? Because I know he.
It's with. I'm not gonna. I don't know. I don't even.
You're
know.
Already,
I don't
want to. Already aired. I don't want to. Yeah. I feel bad to even put that out.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's disgusted. Has he? I don't want to put a shit out.
I don't know. I feel like he's definitely disgusted.
No, like, we had. I had brunch with him the other day. I was gonna message him after this. Yeah, he's gone.
I saw him. That's weird. I saw him Friday. Or yeah.
Let's fucking move off of Ian. I don't know why I brought it up.
He just seemed fine. I didn't. Yeah. I didn't realize he was poor guy.
Poor Ian.
Breakups are shit.
All right, really quick, we should thank Omigo Bidets for sponsoring today's show. I really do love my Omigo Bidet. I had Harrington come over and install it for me, which was pretty great. I didn't feel like doing it myself. I'm very lazy, and I'm not much of a man. But Harrington, who also I would call a lazy, not much of a man, he installed it in about 20 minutes, and that was nothing, okay? It was super easy, and I'm going to tell you right now, it really is just the only way to go to the bathroom. Using toilet paper or wipes is fucking disgusting. Putting your hands up your ass with a piece of toilet paper, you're a fucking savage. You're a piece of shit. You're a disgusting person if you do that. I'm going to tell you right now, okay? If you don't know what a bidet is, it's a little knob. You turn it. It shoots a stream of water into your asshole, and it feels incredible. The way you got to do it, by the way, is you have to push out like you're pooping while you do it, and then it opens like opening a valve. You feel it in your fucking tonsils. It's incredible, okay? And then you pat it dry like you had a nice steak dinner, and it's as clean as can be. It's environmentally friendly, so you're not wasting all that paper and all that bullshit, and you have a way cleaner asshole. It's pretty simple, okay? If I were to take, let's not be disgusting, let's not be crass, okay? Let's say I were to take period blood and wipe it on your forehead, okay? And then I said, all right, you want
to. My name would have thought of it, son.
I'm going to draw a pentagram in period blood on your forehead from a virgin, okay?
Right.
And then we were done with our blood ritual, and you're like, I'm going to clean this now. And then I say, hey, would you like a piece of toilet paper? Just rub your forehead. What would happen if you just rubbed the period blood all into your forehead?
I mean, you know?
It would look like your skin was dyed red.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right,
it wouldn't go away. It would be pretty difficult. It would probably get sticky. It wouldn't be good.
All right.
But then if I said, hey, dude, look at this. I have a fucking...
You look like a newborn.
I have a hose. You want to shoot this hose with this strong stream of water directly at your forehead to maybe loosen up those particles?
If you like having pentagram blood on your forehead, though, you probably don't want it off. But point taken.
Yeah, but you got work in the morning.
You're not trying to keep this in your face at all times.
The stream of water would get it off faster.
Is it not better? Yeah. Can we all agree that the stream of water would get it off better?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Omigo Bidets, everyone. That's the point. That's the presentation that I made. This was actually the original presentation they made with the company when they got investment, okay?
Yeah.
They did that.
Also, and let's just be real, there's a lot of nerve endings in your butthole, and a stream of like warm water will stimulate those from time to time.
It's pretty incredible.
And that's a nice little pep get me up in the morning.
Don't try to get an old lady to do it. I try to get my 82-year-old aunt to use it. She won't. She refuses. I'm like, you're a fucking nasty bitch. I told my aunt that. I was like, you know that you're nasty. I just want to tell you that. You got fucking nasty dry ass toilet paper in between your legs. So right now, all you got to do is go to myomigo.com, myomigo.com/RAP. There's taking 15% off your entire order. Go do it right now. I'm telling you right now, get a bidet for every room in your house. myomigo.com/RAP. Save 15%. Okay, where were we? This morning I was taking a shit, and
yeah.
I was thinking about Lev's podcast.
To get it out?
I was like, oh, what does it sound like? No, I was thinking of shit.
His shit sound like, your shit sound like a better Chinese woman?
Yes. Yeah, Lev, your Chinese woman stinks.
That's not true at all.
Lev's trying to do bits like come down, you fucking loser. Just be hot. Get back in shape. Focus on that,
dude,
okay?
No. First of all.
Go ahead.
I didn't have anything to say. No, it's good advice.
All right, so I was taking a shit this morning.
Always.
And my son, in the middle of, while I'm taking a shit, I hear him get up. And my son is very much a city kid. Like, he doesn't like, we're in like a house in the suburbs now. I hear him get up, and he's like looking for me. And he doesn't like search in the house. He just assumes I'm in the garage because I work out in the garage in the morning.
Right.
And I hear him open the door, the back door, and I hear it slam. And I was like, oh, shit. He's like outside now, and he doesn't know where I'm at.
Trying to run away again.
But he has no idea where I'm at. So I just hear him going, Dad, Dad, and he's literally,
I made my family disappear.
I made my family disappear. Dude, he's running around my house in his fucking tighty whitey underwear, like around the perimeter, like a pedophile, like I'm doing a pedophile call. Dad, and frolicking around that fucking house in his underwear. And I'm sitting there taking shit, and I don't want to just scream. I don't want to, I'm in the house shitting. So my neighbors think it's fucking, like, the craziest fucking family in the world. But that is the instincts of my child.
Wait. He was outside running the perimeter in tidy whities, just showing it off.
What do you mean? Wait, what?
Wait, is he outside of the house or inside the house?
Outside of the house. He went outside the house and went around the perimeter of the house searching for me in his underwear.
Wait, when you say tighty whities, are you being like, is your kid rocking like Hanes Fruit of the Loom old school?
He has tighty whities because.
Yeah, let's get specific on the child's underwear. Yeah,
I know you guys are listening. Yeah, listen. All right, Shannon, put some sexy music on. he has tighty whities. Thank you. Because he loves Captain Underpants. And Captain Underpants.
What's Captain Underpants?
It's Lewis's nickname at night.
It's
is that like a Nickelodeon thing?
Nickelodeon. Guys, I'll be here all night.
It's an old like comic fucking
Captain. Sorry, I missed me.
Captain Underpants. Thank you, Shannon. Captain Underpants is a comic book, or it's like a book. It's a chapter book.
There it is.
Yeah, it's a chapter book. And yeah, Captain Underpants wears tighty whities.
Rocks old school tighty
whities. And they sell Captain Underpants themed tighty whities. Where it looks like that. And it's just Captain Underpants and the fucking band. And you're like, okay, you guys are just fucking completely ripping people off. So my son sometimes wears some tighty whities. And he pulls them up.
Hey, content, you know?
Yeah, you gotta create
content. Content, you sell merch, you know what I mean? That's fucking gold.
So, yeah, you see what I'm saying?
I can only
this
wear...
is the set he owns. And
by the way, one
not...
of those is just a pair of tighty whities.
That's what I'm saying.
100%,
he has, but it just says Captain Underpants on the tag. It's wild.
I can only wear one type of underwear now because of my because I have
G-string.
No, fucking it's a brand called Pair of Thieves. You get it at Target, but it's the only underwear that prevent chafage in my giant thunder thighs.
What's the difference with these?
I don't know. They just work.
Huh. Yeah, dude, I'm not gonna do a fucking ad read right now, but I literally only wear Sheath underwear now. They're the best.
I only wear Calvin Klein.
Sheath underwear, yeah.
Are we doing an ad right now? Is that what's happening?
But I am sponsored. Okay. I am sponsored for my fight by Sheath. And they're just great underwear in general, but they have like a hole essentially that goes in the front that you put your dick in, and it holds your dick in place.
Ah, like a sheath. Like your penis is a sword.
Yeah.
You fucking get that, bro?
You get
that shit?
I'm
your
always,
dick's a sword, bro!
I'm always fucking my underwear at all
times. What kind of sword is your dick, Lev?
For my, my dick, it would not be big enough flaccid to go into a sheath.
I'm going to go with hatchet. I got a hatchet.
No, it is. Here's what you do. Huge. What you got to do is you have to jerk off a little bit, work it up, sheath it, then let it retract. And it's sort of like the sheath underwear will almost like stick to it. It retracts back in. Like it's fine. But if you just try to put your little fucking putt into it, it's hilarious. You can't
thumb it in.
Dude, my fat head is the sheath. It's just a natural fucking.
I got to rub my dick on the whole of the sheath. Wait, a lot.
Does the sheath have like a fingerless glove, like an opening so you could pee while the thing's in the sheath?
It's the way it's set up. It's like you could just reach in and pull it.
But why would you want that? Why do you want your fucking cock in a sock all day?
Stop trying to fucking rap at me. I get that you have another career, Lev.
No, okay. Why would you want that feeling?
Fucking dickhead.
Were you saying trying to rap at me?
Yeah, he's rapping at me. So
cock in a sock?
It's like, did you cock in a sock all day? Plop, pop, pop, pop. Shut up, Lev.
Everyone in a hoodie is rapping at him.
God damn it, Lev. We understand. You have your own hoodies. We understand.
Yeah.
You know, it feels fucking. They look great and they feel great. I don't know what you want to say. Use that promo code Lewis. No, Rattlesnake. Use that promo code Rattlesnake at sheathunderwear.com.
This podcast is the dick, and that plug was the sheath of the underwear.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking. It is pretty dope. All bullshit aside, I really do like them. And now I can't wear any other underwear because all the other underwear.
So you're tucked in right now. That's what you're saying.
I'm always tucked in.
You're fucking dick. You're looking me in the eye and your dick is tucked into some spandex.
I'm always inside of something.
How would your suburban neighbors feel if they knew this about you?
Explain the kid.
Do they have kid sheath? Because that's kind of fucked up. You can't sheath kid's cock. That's fucked up, dude. You can't do it.
Isn't that what
they have women sheath too? It's like, but how big does your clit have to be to actually sheath it?
There used to be a thing called a sneaky leaker.
There used to be a thing.
There used to, what is this? This is my point. There was a thing called a sneaky leaker. And now the rest of the story.
Wait, is that like the shiwi, the thing you put over the pussy?
Well, I don't. Is that what it was called for women? Where you could, it was a condom catheter that you wore, and it had a tube that went down your leg that you velcroed to your leg. It came out by your shoe, and you could just piss in public
at all times.
At all times.
Yeah, I had girls. They make a thing called the shiwi, and imagine like the plastic part that goes in a jock strap.
Yeah,
but with no holes, and then it's got a tube out of it, so you put it over your pussy, and you can pee. Like you're standing up.
Oh, I thought it was when you shove a kiwi in a girl's pussy when she has to go to the bathroom. Be like, you're not going to the bathroom.
Shove it in there. Take that kiwi. Take it.
Yeah.
Orangutan balls. That's what my uncle used to do. There it is.
That's a shiwi.
I used to Mardi Gras for like 2 years straight. I wore a sneaky leak and you just piss. Yeah. That's how people get arrested. That's like the most arrests common you get at Mardi Gras. You're just some having the time of your life and then you stumble off to pee.
So instead, everybody just sees you pissing out your leg.
No one can tell.
No, nobody sees. It's a tube that essentially goes out your foot.
Oh,
you're always wearing it?
Yeah, you have to wear it.
While you walk around, you don't put it on to go pee.
You wear it full time, and you have to shave. You have to completely shave your balls to make it work.
Why?
They don't, because otherwise, because if you're like me, you have a fucking pubic hellstorm.
Really? You have a lot of pubis.
Dude, I am lucky when it comes to body hair in the sense that on my body itself, I'm like a baby seal. But from the neck up, waist down, it's a jungle.
It's on my ass, on my hair.
All on your ass?
Yeah.
That's a fucking hilarious image of just you topless and it's just glistening, beautiful baby fat. And you turn around and just baboon.
Yeah.
Except reverse baboon.
I have a hairy ass.
Like
a
reverse baboon. I'm like all trimmed up down there because I have a Manscaped 3.0.
Well, you also have a cock sheath. So why not trim?
So when you say it's a condom catheter.
Yeah.
So does that mean your dick is just like marinating in piss all night?
If you don't shake and squeeze. I mean, it's been over a decade since I've used one of these things.
Decade.
Still smells. Decade.
Content. It's content.
That was
do you understand?
Can we? Let's get a video of that out there.
I was always comfortable with piss, though, because I was a bedwetter until I was like 30. Six.
Legitimately?
No. Yeah. No, dude, I used to piss the bed. I mean, I pissed the bed all of my life, but then like when I got to my like late 20s, I was like, I have to stop doing this.
Wait, you just pissed your bed up until your late 20s?
Not like every night, but by the time I was like early.
More than once a week?
Fuck, yeah.
What?
What? Maybe not. No. That ended in my early 20s, but like by the
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What?
It was bad, dude. It was bad. I was a lead sleeper. I either wouldn't sleep, I'd just be up all night, but then the nights when I would get like actual REM deep sleep, I would usually wet the bed.
Piss the bed, wow. Yeah. And did you have to wear like adult diapers?
No, I just...
Slept in piss?
Went through mattresses like left and right, baby.
How would you know when it was time to ditch the mattress?
You could tell, you know.
Did you have a living girlfriend at
when
any point?
When you flip it over and the stain from the other side is coming.
Yeah. When the stains intertwine.
That would fuck me up so much with like chicks. Like that would like be the thing that would. Like,
I mean,
more than once a week is a lot.
I don't think it was okay. I'm trying to like remember. Right. I don't think it was more than once a week, but it was not less than once a week.
But if it's a one-night stand.
It was once a week, probably, on average. It was on average.
It was Sunday nights.
Dude, when I was like 12, dad got me this thing that this still exists. It's called a night tone, all right? It was a speaker you strapped to your wrist. It ran a wire up your sleeve, then down the front of your shirt, and you connected it by your fucking dong, your Johnson. Mm-hmm. Or your Lady Bird Johnson, I think, if you're a female, right? Mm-hmm. Little presidential first lady reference there. But
fucking close put it to your clit.
Well, basically, and when it got wet, the alarm would go off. So if you started pissing, the idea was it would wake you up and you stop pissing. But I just got...
Oh, yeah, because that's a great way to stop pissing. Being terrified someone out of sleep.
Scare the piss out of you.
I'm not going to be able to piss
for days.
Why didn't
you just wear your sneaky leaky when you sleep?
Because I did, but then when you're a chronic bedwetter, you just get comfortable with the idea of piss. So it would wake me up. There it is. It would wake me up, and I would instead just
That goes on your dick? Go back to sleep. The end of it goes on your dick?
No, you clip it by your underwear.
I love how this ad is like talking like this kid's an alcoholic.
You're okay, buddy.
He's been dry for 30 days.
Yeah, but by the time your underwear are wet, isn't it too late?
That's what I'm saying. Well, it's a flawed design, but...
It does is wake you up and shame you immediately.
The alarm's like faggot.
In case you forgot that you're a bedwetter.
Weirdo. Yeah. Weirdo.
I mean, I would just disconnect it and go back to sleep.
Dude, every time I sleep at a girl's place, I have that thought of like, what if I piss her bed?
Have you never pissed the bed?
As an adult, no.
Once when I was 18, like a week before I moved to New York. But what I have is when I'm sleeping, I'll have a dream where I'm taking the greatest piss
of all
time.
That's always
and then I wake up like right as the piss is about to leave, like right at that second, as it's at the tip of my dick, then I unsheath, take a piss.
You know? I peed on the girl I lost my virginity to the night I peed on the girl the night I lost my virginity.
Wait a minute. By accident
I peed the bed the night I lost my virginity.
Yeah. Oh, how did she react?
That's a long story.
Which was she more pissed about, the sex or the piss?
Pissed. Hell yeah.
You can hear this entire story on The Thing Is.
Shut up, Shannon. Trying to get your fucking plug in, you pig. Get back over there. Push buttons.
Oh, I did talk about this on your podcast. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, have you ever been, for the first time with a girl, you just pour warm water on her, right?
You do warm water. I did beer.
Okay. You just doused her in beer.
Yeah, I pretended like I was having a morning.
I think you got to just own it, right?
You have to fucking own it. I was having a morning cocktail.
Hey, babe, I pissed all over you.
I thought you got stung by a jellyfish.
Want some eggs?
Yeah. You said this last night. You wanted me to pee on you while you were sleeping. I thought you thought that was hot. That's not what you said? I thought that's what you fucking said. No, dude, it was bad news. I've definitely, like my current girlfriend, God bless her.
She has to deal with this.
Not anymore.
When's the last time you pissed the bed?
Like legitimately pissed the bed?
No, like half. No.
I mean, it's been about 5 years.
Okay, but it was like, are these drunken things in your adulthood?
Yes, it was more drunk. Like the last probably 15 times I pissed the bed were drunken related.
That's psychotic that there's been 15 times in your adult life that you pissed the bed.
Oh, no, that's just drunk related. Define adult. Since the age of 18, if I had a dollar for every time I pissed the bed as a legal adult.
You'd have a lot of sneaky leakies.
I mean, I could buy a Vespa right now. A used Vespa right now. No, in Madison, Wisconsin, beer town, my girlfriend and I, this was five years ago. We had a hotel room with two beds. We get fucking trashed after the shows, and we pass out on the beds, and I wake up, and I had peed the bed. But I was laying on my side, so none of it was on her side. But I still was like, hey, you should fucking know I just pissed the bed.
Yeah.
And this is like we first started dating, and she just stood up on the bed and like bounced over me onto the other bed and just went to sleep.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, good move. And then I like bird bathed and got into that bed with her. Yeah, and when we woke up the next morning, I had also pissed that bed. I had pissed two beds, same night, same room. Neither time did it get on her. That's how we knew we were meant to be.
That's hilarious. That's
do you true. Talk about this in your act at all?
I do.
It's so funny.
I have a whole show.
But why
about
did it stop? Like, what caused it to stop?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, I know chronically it stopped in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Where it was like there was just no explanation for it. And it became a drinking thing 85% of the time. There would still be that occasional outlier like, what? Why did that fucking
happen?
Was
this a thing that like, your friends knew, though, in like high school?
I mean, I tried so hard. I blamed it on the dog.
Your dog came over and pissed in my bed.
Your dog pissed all over my dick.
Your dog pissed on the bed while I was asleep in it.
You trained your dog to come in my house? The fuck?
Now I'm his territory.
I blamed it on my siblings, where like friends would come over and be like, why does your room smell like piss? I'd be like, fucking Daniel slept in here. While I was at school and
pissed. Oh, you're
bed.
So gross, Daniel.
Like, Daniel died 2 years ago, Sean. It's time to move past
that. That's what we named our dog was Daniel. No, my brother's he learned so much from how not to live life.
Yeah.
By having me as an older brother. He's like, well, don't be a bedwetter. Start with that.
He's a chronic bed shitter.
He's a doctor. Bed shitting would be better, I think.
No, dude, piss is like not a... If I woke up and a girl pissed on me, I wouldn't even... I'd be like, all right, fine. I'll take a shower. We'll fucking...
But piss is a liquid, and it gets into everything.
Yeah. Shit is sometimes a liquid.
Sometimes. But I think even
Dr. Lewis.
Even in its liquid form would stay in your pants. Out,
okay? I don't need to get scientific here, but once in a blue.
I would love to meet someone who is a chronic bed shitter, like an adult who like twice, and not someone who like a healthy adult who's like, oh, I did it again.
I don't know what it is, dude. Every time I go to sleep, I dream that I'm taking the fattest shit. I just feel like it's just coming out, and then I wake up and I'm just cuddling with it.
Oh, like as a kid, they're like,
all right, define chronic.
Yeah.
I accidentally sharted.
Like, I've shat in the bed.
Yeah.
Drunk, yes. But I'm talking like we're saying, like once a week for no reason.
Dude, I was laying with my chick in bed a couple weeks ago, and I just woke up. Like, not, I'm in a new home, so I don't know where I'm at sometimes. Like, you just like wake up, you're like, where the fuck am I?
Yeah.
And I just like woke up, and I just didn't think she was there. Just didn't remember there was anybody in my bed at that time. And I just fucking went. And she went, did you just fart? And I went, no. I denied it.
He's like, I just shit.
Dude, that's a fuck it.
No, I love getting to
that's
that.
That's a rite of that. Now you're,
yeah. Yeah.
Now she's getting your pheromones, bro. Yeah.
I love getting to that place where you can start farting around your chick.
Right away.
In bed.
I'm never that. And that's not, that's really? The insecurity of being a fatty deep down inside, is that I always look at that as a gross act. I had a friend in high school who would just like fart in front of chicks, and I was like, oh, this guy's the most confident guy. He's fucking got it all, dude. He'll just fart right in the girl's face, like a hot girl's face. He'll go up to her at the lunch table, just fart right in her face, and they love it. The girls are like, oh, he's so dreamy. Like, it's fucking
dude,
wild.
I fart in front of a girl as fast as I possibly fucking can.
It's great to meet you, man.
Like, yeah, yeah. Dude, I had the it's same like, trick.
Hi, I'm Sean. You do a pull my finger thing with shaking hands.
It was a multi-layer thing where I would pretend to jam my finger. And if she was like, what, are you okay? And I'd be like, I just, can you pull it out? I think I jammed it. And she'd pull it and I would rip ass. And it was, it's like, hey, you're being funny, but also I see that you cared enough about me to help me with my jammed finger
that's
scenario.
That's very cute.
Yeah.
And now,
you do the same thing with piss.
Yeah.
You pull his finger, he pisses all over
himself. It's just, keep pulling my finger. Oh, you made me pee everywhere.
My shoulder's jammed.
You must have pulled my finger last night while we were sleeping, babe. Yeah, there's piss and shit everywhere. Don't tell me you rubbed my toes.
I want to.
Did you tickle me in my sleep?
There's blood on the wall. Just, did you?
Dude, I mean, that is the greatest way to deal with it. You wake up, you're like, what did you do to me?
Sean's got snot pouring out of his face, shit. It's fucking piss everywhere.
Just everything.
He's just out of hold.
Did you touch my navel? It's the escape button.
It's the dirty
it's the
button.
Fire alarm.
I puked, shit, pissed, and sneezed everywhere.
And came. Want to point that out?
Just wait till I take this COVID test.
Oh, that's there you go. You wake up and you've pissed the bed. You're like, well, now I got to do everything else.
Yeah.
Just so it looks like
I would have
really
a problem.
Wrong.
I remember I wasn't seeing a chick, but I was fucking this chick years and years and years ago. And there's just another level of like pig. We were in a cab and she was hammered. She used to get like really drunk and she had to pee. So she.
In the cab?
Yeah, she had to pee in the cab.
No, I mean, did she pee in the cab?
She just squatted like. I don't know if people can understand New York City cabs the way that they're like designed. So it's like the back is like all plastic. Like you have the window that you're in the back and the seats. Because everyone does
Uber
now.
Are we talking classic cab or like one of the
yellow cab?
Classic yellow cab.
So, right. But it was like at a time when this is before Uber was around.
It's kind of closer to a cop car.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Everything is hard. Okay. Right. Yeah. It's like the buckets on the floor are all hard, like plastic.
Right. Right.
Like there's no upholstery. Right. It's just like everything is, and it's sort of like this fake pleather for the seats. But the whole floor, just you got to understand, the floor is essentially a plastic bucket. Okay.
Right,
so
right.
She just fucking.
They were designed to be hosed out at the end of the night.
Yes. Yeah. No DNA.
I'm talking about the women Lewis used to date.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Sean's beds.
Dude, she's like, I gotta pee. And I was like, oh, we can pull over. She's like, no, I got it. And she just leaned into the floor bucket.
Wow.
While looking up at me and pissed. I mean, it was the most rancid thing I've ever seen in my life.
If you had an animal that did that, you would hit it.
I would fucking put it down. Dude, this bitch pissed. It's just the car swaying. It's just liquid rocking in this.
Oh my God.
It was fucking wild.
Did you tip?
Probably not. I used to have a real aversion to tipping cab drivers back then.
Wait, you grew up here though, right?
I grew up in the suburbs.
Because I have learned that a lot of, it seems like most people I know who grew up in New York, same thing.
Don't tip?
Just won't, not cab drivers. Mm.
No. It's for some reason, whatever it was at the time, now it's different now with Uber. Yeah. Because I think that I like the fact that Uber has a system of like rewarding their drivers for having cleaner cars, nicer cars, better service. There was no rhyme or reason back then, so I'm not just automatically going to fucking tip somebody. It was a really bad experience in cabs back in the day, and those cab drivers were making fucking dough. Like back before Uber was around, those cab drivers were making a fucking killing.
Dude, some of the sweetest, friendliest, calmest New Yorkers, lifelong New Yorkers I've met, I've been in cabs with, where they're like, I said off the BQE. Get off on McGinnis now. Get off on McGinnis and pull over, okay? Anyway, so it's a women's studies class. I'm the teacher as a man, and I know.
Left, terrorist, left.
What did I say? Did I say stay on the BQE? No.
This is why I piss in the car.
It's fucking like some of, but I at the same time, 10 years ago, you moved to New York. If you got in and were, it felt like if you were slightly unsure about where how to get where you were going, that they were going to take you for a ride.
Oh yeah, they would. Yeah,
a
they would
financial.
Do that. I've had that happen to me before. I definitely have gone around some fucking circles to get.
Well, they would do that. So they try to take you before Uber was a thing. Before everyone had GPS on their phones. Until you're from New York, they would take a longer route to make the meter go up. They would do that if you're hammered.
Oh, God,
if you're hammered, they would like just take three times as long to get you around. You'd fall asleep in the back of the cab. You have a $100 fucking bill, whatever it is. Or they'd rape you if you're a woman. For guys, you know.
Whenever I get in a cab, I'd go, I'm in a rush as soon as I get in. But it doesn't speed them up. One guy was like, I'm not. Like, they don't fucking care anymore.
Yeah, anyway, so, no, what I'm thinking is it's going to be a vegan bakery / dog. I said stay on the goddamn expressway till you get to 49th. And it's going to be dogs. We're going to teach dogs how to bake. It's fucking. But also, I know that, I mean, dude, when I landed in and when I moved here and landed at JFK and got into a cab, I just told them. The driver. I just said the address of where I was moving to.
Yeah.
Seriously expecting him to be like, what? 846 Haas Street? That's where my mother grew up, kid. I know a shortcut. In fact, this ride's on me. Welcome to New York. But instead, I look back. That guy, I think it was like a $95 ride. And I was like, oh, he took me for a ride. I was just like, 846 Haas Street. And he was like, okay. And called someone because this was pre-GPS on everything. Yeah. And we ended up there at some point, but it was like $95.
The whole time on the phone, they're just like laughing.
Yeah, they're like, this kid doesn't know how to
get. Like, I'm in fucking Queens right now.
Yeah.
He's going to Jersey.
They took me for a ride, so maybe that woman pissing in the cab was vengeance.
Yeah, maybe. She was a good chick. She wasn't a bad chick.
I don't think I could ever date a chick who would just openly fucking.
Yeah, she was a slob.
Yeah.
Some of these girls were just fucking.
I mean, I've seen some. You don't think that's a little hot, girls peeing?
Not a fucking cab.
Not a girl that has so much like disrespect or disregard for a cab driver. I'm defending cab drivers, but like who's just like, you know what? I'm gonna piss here. This is now your problem.
Yeah, that's
psychotic.
That is a level of I don't give a fuck.
That bitch will fucking cut your dick off in your sleep.
Yeah,
that's a crazy woman right there.
I've been on dates before where the girl's like, I got to take a piss, and then I'm like, oh, there's a spot over here, and she'll just like get between two cars and piss.
Put her ass on one car.
Yeah,
and then fucking.
That's a girl who will sleep with your brother.
Yeah, I know. I've known a lot of public pisser girls, which is fine.
Yeah, that's a girl who will blow your best friend and video it just in case. She catches you in it.
I know a girl who a cop caught shitting in Union Square.
Really?
In Union Square?
In like a bush.
Okay.
She was straight up shitting, and the cop thought she was pissing and let her go.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, I thought he was, or saw that she was shitting. I was like, I don't want to, don't want to write this one up.
Yeah.
Don't want to deal with this paper.
Yeah. Use my tickets.
Use my tickets. I like Lev the cop. What are you doing? Use my tickets. Take care of it.
No, that's like shitting in public. What do? No wipe? You walk around with a fucking.
I think you improv.
Yeah.
You grab whatever you got.
Grab some leaves.
No, I thought you were talking. You do improv.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Somebody name a country, an occupation.
Hey, give me someone to wipe my asshole.
It's just covered in shit. Can I get a location, everybody? Huh?
Dude, you just... a bathroom.
Just yes, and what you got? Dude, that's. I still want to meet someone who shit the bed. If you shit the bed, give us a call.
It's no call.
Give us a call here on the Real Ass Podcast if you shit the bed regularly.
All right. Let's talk about some of these stories. What is this one? An Argentinian lawmaker resigns after kissing his girlfriend's newly enhanced boobs during a virtual session with Parliament.
Wait, say that? Can we kissing see? Her what?
Kissing her tits.
He resigned?
I guess. Well, he got in trouble. What happened here? This is a Shannon story. Sometimes Shannon stories are fucking retarded.
They're 90% of the show.
Whoa.
Damn. Okay, so there was a...
Damn, yo, everyone's coming at me today.
No, that wasn't against you. That wasn't against you. Okay, so they were doing a Zoom session in the parliament in Argentina, and there was a married lawmaker that was on the screen, and they're projecting this screen on like on a huge wall, and I'll show you. It's in the bottom left corner, so you kind of have to like look for it. It's right here.
All right,
I'll play it. I'll keep this.
Oh yeah, you see it?
Yeah. Do you see?
Oh hell yeah! Oh, he's sucking on them.
Yeah.
Oh, he rules.
And that's his girlfriend, not his wife.
Even better.
Why was he doing that?
Yeah,
did he not know the camera was on?
His wife's ugly.
He thought that his internet had gone out. And so that's what he claims. He claims that he thought his internet had gone out. Meanwhile, she was sitting on his lap the entire time, and he was like cuddling her and kissing her, and then pulled her shirt down, and he said he couldn't resist her new boobs.
They're very nice titties.
Yeah.
Dude, I would vote for that guy.
What does a lawmaker mean? I don't even know what that means. A married Argentinian MP has resigned for... Oh, his girl... Okay. So he was married.
Yeah, this is his girlfriend.
Oh.
I thought Zach was just kidding.
No.
That's real. Fuck yeah, dude.
Was he a good lawmaker, though?
The best,
yeah. Best there ever was.
Mandatory tit jobs.
Wednesday is titty kiss day. You show appreciation, you kiss titty. I'm from Argentina. This is good accent. I clearly from Buenos Aires. I'm terrible at accents. I should be banned from accents.
I like it.
Thank you, Luis.
We should give you your own fucking...
Thank you, Luis. J. Gomez.
That was great.
Yes.
I really loved it.
J for justice you bring to podcast.
So, man faces these are terrible stories, Shannon. They're all bad stories. So I mean, what is going on? What is it? Just the slowest news week ever.
Mondays are always harder. Mondays there's not very why? Exciting.
Wait, what was the why. Read the thing? What is it?
It was here we go. Let's see. Man faces 2 years in jail for leaving a negative review on a Thai resort. An American is being sued by CV Resort on Koh Chang in Thailand this month. Barnes left several negative reviews on TripAdvisor, including one that accused the hotel of modern-day slavery. Authorities said Barnes damaged the reputation of the hotel and allegedly quarreled with the staff over a corkage fee for alcohol. If convicted, he could be jailed for 2 years and pay a $200,000 fine.
2 years where? Here?
He's an American is in jail?
I think he accused them of slavery.
No, but it says it's in jail. Man is in jail.
They're charging him to get 2 years in jail. Like it's currently happening. I think this week.
Oh, face is 2 years.
Yeah.
In jail.
Okay.
But he's still in Thailand.
I think that they not exported. What's
extradited?
The word?
Extradite?
That yeah, to a different country.
Okay. Yeah. But if the U.S. is extraditing people back to Thailand, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, no, they're not going to do that.
You got some fucking. You got some 45-year-old dentists.
If this was 1990, we'd be like a fucking war over this guy. Like, we just have so much shit going on that nobody, like, this guy's going to rot in a cell over leaving a negative
That is
Yelp
fucking
review.
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a lot of fucking dumb young Americans who'd probably be in favor of that.
Dumb young Americans? That is actually, hey, yeah.
That's a good dish. That's my favorite dish.
Dumb young American style? Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A great, I love it, dude.
Thank you for getting the joke, yeah.
Can
we get some dumb young Americans for the table?
That's fried chicken, fries, and hot sauce.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. All on a skewer.
Yeah, you remember the years ago, there was the kid who was...
The gum kid.
Yeah, the kid who spit gum out in what country
Singapore?
Was it?
Singapore?
Yeah.
Yeah, they go hard in Singapore.
Singapore, Singapore is an interesting place because it's nice as shit. It's beautiful. It is very clean. They're like, do not litter. Do not drop anything. Also, if you want prostitution, right over there. Yeah. You want some sex, pay for it. It's right there. But do not spit that gum on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, it's a interesting balance.
I have no problem with that as long as it's not child prostitutes.
There you go.
Same.
I think they'll legalize prostitution here in the next few years.
They haven't?
No.
Oh,
I mean, now they like in New York, they don't care if like they don't charge the girl that's prostituting. They go after like pimps.
Well, Vegas, it's pretty much.
Yeah.
It's pretty
not in Vegas, in Reno.
Really?
Outside of Vegas, it's legal. It's
Canada.
Not.
Is it legal there?
Yeah, it's just not. I think it's just decriminalized or not. It's not looked at as a thing.
I think it's kind of the same vibe here in terms of, like, I know I just read a thing in New York. They're like, we're not focusing on the prostitutes anymore. We're focusing on, like, you know.
I just read a thing while I was fucking this sex worker that says that this is totally legal.
I read the sign above her bed.
Yeah,
I was reading the newspaper she slept on.
We're just trying to save her, Zach. Jesus.
Yeah, I think sex work should be legal.
Absolutely.
I think, yeah. Who gives a shit? It's your fucking body. What does it matter? Why do we have to get into the who's and the ifs? If you want to fucking spread your legs for somebody, if it's for money or for a good feeling or whatever, what does it really matter? I don't really understand the law. It makes no
logical sense to me.
If sex is legal, who gives a fuck why you do it?
I think the thinking
control.
Is if prostitution is legal, will more dudes go to prostitutes? Like, will that be more common? And I think, you know,
and in some cases, sure, that should be, yeah, definitely.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I think that's what they're trying to avoid because they probably want people to fucking get married and, you know,
that shit. People will still get married. I don't think legal
might help marriage.
Sex work.
It'll only make it safer. It'll create an industry. You can tax it. You could help stimulate the economy. There's only positivity in it, you know, versus now you have people they're underage people doing it, underground. Fucking pimps, shady environments. You know, you're creating a black market. You're creating criminals over something it's very, very bizarre. It's truly your body. There's even more of a case for legalized prostitution than there is for legalized drugs. Because at least with legalized drugs, and I believe that drugs should be legal.
Yeah.
But at least you can say with legalized drugs, well, okay, you know, if everyone's fucking, or if a lot of people are doing heroin or hard drugs, and you know, they're spilling out into the streets, and you know, you have a public discourse issue, you have safety issues with people operating machinery. There's no negative side with somebody going to get some fucking
you're
pussy.
Very relaxed.
Yeah,
you're probably more able to focus on that heavy machinery you're operating after.
Hell yeah,
after
heavy machinery, right? Hey,
well, I mean, also, like, imagine, I think it would be an interesting, too, like part time situation. Like, if you're like, oh, I need some more money this month, I'm going to go sling the, you know, young Lev.
Is there an app? Is there a hooker app, like a legal hooker app somewhere in legal places? Because that's what I would do.
Would you do that, Lev?
What?
If it was like a market for like a hot face and a hairy ass.
Yeah, chubby body, hot face.
Reverse baboon. <you know?
laughs> Have a hit podcast, guys. Don't need it.
Get your sweatshirt now.
Got hoodies, baby. We got tank tops. No, I would. Have you guys ever paid for sex? Ever paid a prostitute?
Now you're just asking.
Come on, the
big question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't, but I would be open to it. Like if I was in Vegas, hot chick. What, you know? Fuck
just
it.
Paid for sex. Yeah.
I've left money just behind, and if she took it, that's on her. I don't know.
No, I give a nice donation of a few roses before we...
Have I ever been paid for sex? That's the question you should be asking. All right, buddy? No, I haven't.
No, not once.
Not even close.
I said it was, but she laughed.
And wasn't not in money, but in experience.
Yeah.
I think that
like if prostitution was legal, do you think like once a week it'd be like a stop for you, like fucking like a sauna?
It's you not go to a the sauna legality is not week? An issue. The legality is not an issue. It's the fact that it's the money.
Yeah.
It's also you fucking just banging dirty hookers all the time.
Do you think it would
be? I would be afraid to get complacent with it.
If it was legal, I think I'd be more likely to do it because at the very least, you know that they're clean. There's a certain, like,
I think every guy would try it. Every guy would go once if it was legal. Do you see, like, a huge fucking uptick?
I don't know if the legality is what's stopping people.
Yeah, I don't think because it's not legal, guys, not every, I think probably 95% of men have
you either got the fucking bug in you or you don't. There's guys that see it. There's guys that see it. They're like, I'm not going to fuck a hooker. That's disgusting. And then there's everyone else. Yeah. Okay?
You think 95% of guys?
You got enough money or you're at a bachelor party or whatever it is.
Yes. Dude,
no way. 95% of guys have paid a prostitute?
Yes. I think
above the age of 30, not 95%. I would say 80% of guys above the age of 30.
Really?
I paid a prostitute.
I feel like I don't know one guy who has outside of comedy.
I mean, dude, but have you ever been like to in like prime example, the Hard Rock Casino in fucking Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I watched sex workers come into that place every night after shows and just pick dudes.
Yeah.
Pick them off at the bar, dude. And it was all ranges of, it was guys who like looked like they, why would, that guy probably doesn't need to pay for sex, but there he goes. He's leaving with her. And like, that guy definitely needs to pay
You've
for
never
sex.
Been on blow at a strip club?
I mean, exactly.
What the fuck is
that? I've been in one strip club my
whole
life.
Have you never done cocaine at a strip club? We don't gotta go in. It's gonna be a crazy scenario with a very specific place. Any strip club. Any cocaine?
No.
Have you ever been there before? You got a friend named Zach who's got a higher limit on his credit card than you.
I've been to one It was Thanksgiving night. Yeah. It was like three people in the whole place. You could tell every girl had like just tucked their kid into
that's
bed.
That's the only night
you've been to one strip club? Yeah. Oh, you got to live.
One strip club. I actually just hung out with a stripper the other night. She like came over. She only wanted to cuddle though.
When you go, I'm pretty sure, every
Yeah, because you're fucking chubby. She wanted to kiss him your body.
she kept saying she was cold.
She thought you were a fucking teddy bear.
No, but she was like,
you know you're chubby when a bitch wants to cuddle with you.
I asked her, I was like, how often
nobody wants to cuddle with Dylan.
Coming to the stage next, the little match girl.
I asked her, I was like, how often do guys like you're hooking up with ask you to like strip for them? And she was like, it's never happened before.
Yeah, because who wants to, they want to fuck. I've dated a bunch of strippers. I'm not being like, hey, babe, can you do your routine? Get the fuck out of here.
No, but
damn, they're not thinking the same thing either, buddy.
Damn it. God damn it, Zach. Fuck. Hold on. Here it is. Hold on. Shannon, edit this. It's your fault that you guys changed the fucking thing. Okay, now it has to be edited. It's all your fucking fault. Here we go.
What happened?
Zach attack.
Pew, pew. Man, right on time.
So seamless.
Boom, right at that. I was quick. I was so crazy. I did it so quickly.
Okay. So.
You've dated strippers, though?
Yeah.
What's that
why
like?
Is that
you
weird?
Ever get jealous or anything?
No.
I think I could now.
Because I could never love them. I could date them, but you put this mental block on it before you ever get to a place where you could love them. You know, it's like you
cut it off before they could hurt you.
Yeah, I've dated a couple chicks that have done porn, you know, OnlyFans pages, things like, you know, they're, you know, real pigs. And they, you know, you just sort of, before you get there, you sort of already put a ceiling on where the relationship can go. And that's any woman that's listened to this. If you're a fucking stripper, that's the way men see you. And it needs to be, I'm telling you, maybe there's some other dude who's not that way. But
dude,
I'm telling you.
I don't think most men see them that way. I think a lot of them straight fall in love and fucking.
OnlyFans is proof that legal sex industry would blossom.
Yeah, for sure.
Because there's.
But it's also easy. So the OnlyFans, it's. I'll tell you why. You know, maybe one out of 100 chicks will show their titties on OnlyFans, right? Let's say that's the number, just make it easy.
Just
right?
Yeah.
One out of 100 of those chicks are going to be willing to go to a strip club and take their clothes off and dance for people. One out of. Actually, all those chicks will fuck for the right price. There's a number.
Yeah, there's a what is it? Yeah. What's the difference between a waitress at a strip club and a stripper? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a stripper and a hooker? $500?
Yeah.
But that's, that's like, I think you sort of whittle it down as to who will do what. It's very easy to take a picture that looks good. It's similar to Instagram, right? So we all take the best picture of us, the best angle. You put the best one up. When you have an OnlyFans, you sort of have that control of, you know, what they're seeing, how they're seeing it, a very edited version. Whereas once you move that away, now you're in a strip club, some dude's touching you. Some guy's fucking literally, some guy's going to put his dirty finger in your pussy. He's going to have to get kicked out. I'm not saying that they're going to let it happen.
Right.
But even if you work at a classy-ass strip club, you're going to get some fucking coked up drunk guy who's going to go, pop, and you got to deal with that. That's a part of that's part of your job description. Yeah. That's fucking wild. That is a crazy thing. So for a girl to go that far, you have to, I'm not even saying there's anything wrong with strippers, because I know some chicks who are strippers that are cool chicks, and but I think you have to, there has to be something wrong. Something wrong. Something wrong there.
Well, to be a stripper for a living?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could argue with that with the four of us doing comedy, though.
Yeah, exactly. But that's exactly. We're all equally as broken.
Well,
yeah.
Here's the thing. Some women would hear that, and they would go, oh, that's very sexist. It's very small-minded. I'm going like, well, no.
It's a dirty job. Like, it's not a preferred job. It's not. You don't get benefits. It's not a comfortable fucking living. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The album that Shannon plugged is actually, it's called Scuttlebutt. It's named after a strip club in Slidell, Louisiana.
Nice.
But like, that's, yeah, because New Orleans, like, you know, I grew up, there's tons of fucking strip clubs in New Orleans and surrounding areas. And yeah, a lot of those strippers used to come to the open mics and just hang out. And they were like, yeah, we're like the same person.
The reason I've gone out with strippers and had a good time with them is because I sort of, we have the same darkness.
We're the same people.
Same fucking whatever it is.
That's what I felt with that stripper chick. I was like, I can hit her up at 2 a.m. and we could just lay there because she gets it. Like, fucking knows I feel alone. She feels alone, you know?
A stripper gets on stage, takes off her clothes to reveal her body. We get on stage, break our fucking minds open to reveal our inner thoughts. Like, we're also showing our... We're both being vulnerable. We're
emotional strippers,
Sean. I wish Lev would reveal her body on stage. That'd be so much better.
That's how I'd get canceled.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like, you have a great ass. I have a good bit about great asses.
No, I like, but it's also the same thing like with porn people. Like, I feel like whenever you know, they're always like pivoting to shit out of porn. Like, I wrote a book. Like, people are going to read that. But then you can still tell when you're talking to them, like, underneath all of this, there's still a broken person. Like, every time. You know, and I know that's not fucking...
It's one of my favorite things ever. We talked about it for a long time, but one of my favorite ways to masturbate is by finding interviews with porn stars where they're talking about how the industry is broken, really how fucked up the industry is. And they'll get into like these stories. They'll do radio interviews or whatever. But then what I do is I'll play that audio over them getting fucked. And I'm just like, just beating my dick to this evil, like, sort of fucking circus of fucking, like...
Well, the darkest you ever went was, didn't you find the porn a girl got AIDS in?
Oh, yeah, I jerked off to the girl. The video that she actually got AIDS in, I masturbated to.
How did she
another level of darkness. Yeah, like, I literally, fucked. Like, how can you get yourself up knowing that a person's getting AIDS in the scene? And you're putting yourself there, like, I'm getting AIDS in my fantasy. It's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah.
How does she know? Wait, I got.
No, like, she got AIDS, and then she was like, it was from that scene, and he found that
scene. Well, she got AIDS, and then,
yeah.
They knew the actor that gave her the AIDS, and that was the scene that. You know, he gave a bunch of people. A bunch of people got. It was a gangbang, like an anal gangbang scene.
Okay.
And a bunch of people got AIDS in this scene.
Was that what the scene was called? AIDS party.
Everyone has AIDS. Yeah. But that's some. Yeah, dude. Some fucking evilness that's inside.
I'm into MILF porn now, just because, like.
Did you hear what I just described?
Yeah.
You're going to fucking MILF porn?
No, but
I was like, I like 28-year-olds. Both are sick, depraved things.
Did you hear what I just fucking said?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, you're bringing up MILF porn
but
now?
I feel like that's healthy that you do that and you're open about it instead of keeping it inside and be like, nope, I don't even watch porn. And then shit's going on in your head, devouring your fucking brain.
I'll go on just journeys where it's never the same thing. I will just get to a journey where you're masturbating, you're hard, you're just, and you're like, how am I here? How did I end up here? Like, what the fuck happened? Like, you almost feel like a criminal. Like, as soon as you come, you're like, I gotta clean up the evidence. What is going on right now?
If my sperm could talk, I'd be.
I mean, and look, it's nothing like. That's probably as depraved as it gets. I've never done anything with like animals. That shit's really, really creepy. But it's like, you know, I've definitely masturbated to rape porn before. I've definitely masturbated to.
What is it about the AIDS thing?
Transgendered, like trannies with dicks fucking women. That is weird. Like, I came to that.
75% straighter than regular porn.
Yeah. I came one time to a tranny with a dick fucking a woman. And afterwards, I came out of a trance and I was like,
whoa.
I came out of a trance.
I don't even think that. I think that's totally, that makes total sense.
That's bizarre. I'm saying, because I'm, let me tell you why. Because I'm very, I'm straight. Like, if I were to, what I'm into sexually, it's sex. Like, I just, you know,
You're straight as fuck, dude.
I'm just saying, I'm not even like that. I'm not a freak in the bedroom. Like, I'll do some public shit, but nothing like, but when you masturbate.
Sheath to sheath.
You get bored and you sort of go on these journeys and you're just sort of like I've just gone into like. I found like a gay guy fucking a woman, and that got me going. Like, it was a gay guy.
I think I've seen.
And he was like, "Ew!"
He stole my phone.
Shit like that, or I mean, it's I guess it's pretty vanilla when you really consider the fact that it could be like shit porn or like kids.
Yeah.
I guess it's pretty vanilla.
I'm waiting for the bomb to drop here, and it's like sometimes I like it when dicks go into vaginas repeatedly until a cum happens. It's but just crazy.
You
man.
Don't get that. That's weird. Like no. the thing. Those are weird things.
Well, porn is like you start getting desensitized to it, and you want to go further. Like that's the thing. If you're like into tits, it doesn't stop. It doesn't just stop there after a year.
I mean, sometimes it gets really like this is. The freakiest shit ever where it's like it'll just be like a beautiful woman and it'll just be her tits.
Yeah.
I'll jerk off to that dude.
What? Yeah, you're like, I'm fucked up.
I'm dead
you
ass
monster.
I've because you get so depraved to a point where it's like you yeah. reset the clock and you yeah. go like I just need a pretty girl.
Dude.
Yeah. No, I used to be so desensitized with porn. Like I could see any video on the internet like and it wouldn't do anything to me. Then once you stop doing that for like a year, everything starts to like kind of hit you more.
Yeah.
And I would catch myself and be like, okay, now I'm looking up a video of a guy peeing on a girl or just being like in the suggested and I would like catch myself and be like I just don't want to go down
I'm not into piss at all but I've definitely masturbated to a guy pissing in a girl's mouth but it's like I would never start there but you just end there
you end up there
sometimes you're like why did I end up here and you're like I'm literally masturbating to this fucking weird
but it's
shit.
Like when you wake up in a zombie movie post-apocalypse where am I where is everyone
it's mostly though you get there through a good thumbnail. Like, it's usually just one good thumbnail leading into the other where you're just like, whoa, like, I didn't know an ass could spread that far. And then you fucking click it, you know?
I've made a mistake because X videos, the way it's set up right now, there's X videos, it's regular, and then there's gay. And then sometimes I end up, I'm like, how am I in the gay section?
That's every porn.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, I love that porn's still segregated.
Dude, I'm like, dead ass. I've been just jerking off, and I'm like, I look up, and there's a little flag. I'm like, why am I in the gay section right now? How did I end up here?
And I have jerked off to bisexual three ways because the girl's so hot that I'm like, I'll deal with this guy blowing.
There's
the
an
other
entire
guy.
Section, bi guys fuck.
Yeah. But you get
you know that series?
Oh, yeah.
Bi guy, with the redheaded chick? Oh, I love that redheaded bitch. Oh, she drives me wild. Like, you little fucking pig.
Yeah, but you get desensitized to that. Like, I noticed when
are we going to start masturbating? Is that how we're ending this podcast?
Shannon, can you leave? We're just all admitting we're gay.
Oh, no. Yeah. Sean's going to piss the table.
It's about time you saw the real me.
No, but like, I feel like a year, like, you know, when I was younger, you'd see like a thumbnail of gay porn and immediately I'd have this like reaction like, ugh, you know, like a physical reaction. Now I see it, I like don't even react. Like, I don't care. It's just like,
oh yeah, I've watched gay porn just out of sheer just like, I'm just curious. I want to see what this looks like.
That's fucking gay shit.
That's totally, dude.
That's gay shit. So I can watch two bi guys hooking up with a chick. The problem is sometimes he just starts fucking the other guy in the ass in the middle of it. And you're like, all right, buddy, you got to fucking chill. If you want to kiss him a little, that's fine. But you got to fucking chill. You can't start fucking this guy in the ass.
You can read this comment.
I mean, this is a fucking, this is a lot.
By bye, I mean mostly chick. That's what I want to say.
Let bye guys be bye guys.
I like bi porn. It's two dudes both fucking the girl and occasionally making eye contact with each other. That's gay as fuck.
Yeah. Yes, dude.
That's gay when they look at each other.
Doggy, I'm dead ass. You're literally describing, like, I can get into it. I can get into a fucking, like, a double penetration. But if they start fucking deeply kissing each other and shit like that, you're like, buddy,
you
chill.
Just like teamwork.
If they talk to each other, forget about fucking.
Well, I have to be able to put myself in the fantasy, and I can't.
I'm the girl.
I've gone down. I went down a 70s porn rabbit hole.
I love vintage porn.
Just
that's
watching
my favorite.
Something about thinking about what those people look like now.
Women in their 70s.
Yeah.
But like, because some of those were like that was back before supplements and workout and like so it's all some of those. It's everyone natural. Has a huge bush.
Dude, it felt like in when you see vintage porn, like the average girl
looks
like she's like a fucking all-time beauty.
Oh, yeah,
like
they look
amazing. Now it's like any fucking chick who's got a credit card bill. But like back then it was like like these girls were fucking gorgeous, you know?
Yeah.
Like it felt like the entry level was higher. Like back then there was a little bit of respect.
Well, because you're literally filming on tape, right?
Yeah. No, so
you're
35 millimeter
on celluloid.
What is I don't know the difference, but
film.
I just meant it's a film.
Yeah,
it's
film.
Like it's expensive as fuck to make a fucking porn movie.
We're not wasting film on this fucking slob.
You have to pick and choose who the fuck you're doing. Like now you could just digitally film so much. Yeah. The amount of film that's been out there, it was a different industry altogether back then.
Not only that, the guys had to be fucking spot on. That's like you'll never see another like the way Ron Jeremy can do the count backwards from 100.
Yeah.
And come.
Yeah.
That's because That's why everyone hired him, because they couldn't burn film waiting for this fucking fat Jew to blow a load.
Burn. God, I never thought about that part. Like, can you come, for Christ's sake? We've gone through three mags already. But that's like...
Load the fourth.
I love it. Some of it's like, it's all beautifully shot, and sometimes I like a little story.
A little just cinematography.
Just a little story.
Yeah.
Why are they in this villa in Spain?
But see, Lewis likes the fucking down and dirty.
Don't tell me what I like.
I know what you like, dude.
He likes rooms that look like this, lights hanging from the ceiling.
Piss on the table.
I like some stories sometimes. It just depends on what it is. Here's the thing. Like, I would get more into, all right, so if I'm going to watch something with a story,
yeah,
my fantasy, it's not my fantasy so much, or where my head is going is that they're on a set with people watching them. And they're doing it for money. They're doing it like in a way like that would turn me on. Not so much that it's like, oh, it's a pirate ship, and look, oh, they kidnapped her. You know, that's not it. But it's like, oh, they like this is an industry. Like this guy's like, I'm really a Republican. Dude, there's money being made. Capitalism
trickles down. Look at that cum trickle down on her. That's what I like to see. Have you ever seen Boogie Nights?
Yeah. Boogie Nights is great. Boogie Nights is great. But that, so I can get into like that. Like I've masturbated very recently to behind the scenes porn.
That's been my fucking crazy.
I love some behind the scenes, right? So it's like they'll have like they're fucking, and then they have like another guy, a guy like taking pictures for stills because that's like going to some fucking magazine or whatever.
Yeah.
And like that will sort of fucking that would get me going.
You ever seen the one where there's the hairstylist on set is like working on a girl's hair, and one porn dude like comes over and like gets her to stroke him off and like suck him off really quickly while she's like styling another chick's hair.
No, but that's great. Right? I can get into that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the sometimes
type in fluffer? You'll get some interesting things.
The problem is they're never real. So no. Real fluffer I could get into, but the problem is you never have like just some little fucking like bitch with herpes in the corner like ready to suck a guy off because he's losing his boner on set.
Well, that's what I'm liking about MILF porn now is that I can tell the girl's just like what it seems like. This is a girl with no drama who's just happy to have a cock and that's it. You know what I mean? Like there's no fucking extra shit. Like I can tell she's not going to annoy him after the shoot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
have you ever had spontaneous, like I remember being staying at my cousin's house for like a week. And not being able to jerk off at all, and just staying up later than everybody, and Eyes Wide Shut was on TV.
Oh, I love that, man.
And then there's just the scene where they're suddenly at the orgy, and there's a bunch of naked people, and I had to like pause it and get up and just go beat up on them.
But
like,
I could get
in
into
the bathroom,
that.
Just like, ah! Okay,
so here's what I could get. Demon. Like, like in my mind, there's a bunch of young actresses there who just took the fucking role.
Yeah.
Their actual pussies are out. They're with other actors. Everyone's just sort of weird and nervous and scared. That could get me going.
Yeah,
that could get me going.
People being nude for professional reasons,
just for
but
fucking
no sex. Yeah,
I hate when it's produced and like you can tell it's like a fucking.
Or even like, all right, so they don't even have to. If it's a regular movie, and the chick is just fucking straight up spread eagle in front of the guy, like that will turn me on. Like actual, like she's fucking. You're like, you just spread your fucking pussy for this guy.
Do you ever? Do you
for
ever
a role?
Do you ever look up real sex in movies?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Love that category.
Yeah. And you get
love
to, yeah.
I can name all the movies. Wait, that
have you seen Nymphomaniac? Have
of course,
seen
of course. But they use porn stars, body doubles, and prosthetics in a lot of that movie.
That's not really Shia LaBeouf's cock.
They say it's not, but I think it is.
That's definitely Shia LaBeouf's cock.
I think it's actually his cock. They 100% said that
100% his dong.
But the double penetration with her is not the actual actress.
Okay, interesting.
You see a double penetration scene in this?
Straight up, like
the movie's fucking. It's insane.
Is this the Netflix thing or is this something?
You can just go. You can go
Lars von Trier, baby. Bam.
You can go for it. You can look at every sex scene in the movie. It's like on one of these porn sites. You just get every sex scene and just fucking just follow this girl through a journey.
There is a movie that I've never seen, but it's called Nine Stories.
Yeah.
If you then you look up the sex scenes from that, and it's like Jesus. Like this guy gets blown and comes a lot, and it's like film, it's like acting. And
well, there was that
story.
Netflix movie, like the opening scene was a guy getting jerked off and coming.
Yeah, there's a bunch. Yeah, if you just search mainstream explicit, that is the category that you're speaking of.
The past half hour of this has been a 14-year-old boy's dream. It's like I'm writing all this stuff,
but I've literally have 38 years of fucking masturbating as a professional. Here's the problem: is we can't the internet and porn and all this shit. We are at this really weird time in history, right? Whereas this 25-year period where this shit just got thrown at us, the information. Oh, yeah. The fucking communication, it's so big and it's so like it's just this dangerous tool that should be fucking put a lock on it. We shouldn't have this much freedom. It made the world so small. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And it's sort of fucking dangerous. I'm sure that we have like major sex addiction. Like I'm telling you right now, like in my formative years, my years where I was going through puberty, that's when internet porn came out.
Yeah.
When I was learning how to fucking go through those motions of meeting a chick and liking a chick during that exact time, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, this is when the internet was at my fingertips. And I could fucking go on the internet and see every type of porn. I could jerk off as much as I wanted to. It became an obsession. I really did become a little bit of a sex addict because I think the timing of it. I trained myself during these formative years to really be addicted to coming as much as possible.
I saw porn for the first time at 6, and it was a video of a girl pissing on a bed.
Well, he's way younger, that's why.
Yeah. I was 6 years old. I started like seeing fucking porn.
What was it?
It was like a chick like squirting or pissing like on a bed.
Sean
Patton. It was just like
it was actually Patton's first.
That was the first tape I made to try and get booked at the club.
Hey, Conan. It's hilarious.
I'm a physical comedian.
But no, I realized I had, like, whenever I would jerk off, I would sext because I'd be like, oh, this is just a better form of jerking off. So I would, like, always be sexting a chick.
Oh, yeah, multiple chicks at the same time. Yeah, dude. It's
8 girls, and you got to keep a mental note of where each convo is at. Like, have I shown this girl?
And then sometimes they get together and they're like, hey, are you having the same exact combo right now? Like, yes. Yeah, yes, like, I am.
How many other girls did you send this to?
Fucking crazy bitches. Obviously, I sent this to other women. My dick looks amazing.
But I stopped doing that completely because I was like, I can't just be sending pictures of my dick every time I'm jerking off. Like, I got to be able to just be alone jerking off and fucking, you know.
Yeah. It's a weird time, and I think we're going to look back at this time in history, like hundreds of years from now, and be like, dude, you remember fucking the internet first popped? They had no idea. Like, these people were fucking psychos. They nearly destroyed the world.
Yeah.
Like,
every man in the world almost tore his cock off.
Yeah. Every man almost tore his cock off, and we all ended up hating each other because we couldn't handle the fact that we could communicate this quickly, share ideas this quickly.
Yeah.
It's a fucking, it's really, this tool, dude. It's way different than any other medium that we've ever had, ever.
Oh, absolutely.
It's gonna be, I wish I could be alive a couple hundred years from now to look back at like what we look at the internet as and what it was when it first came out, because it's gonna be like, wow, do you fucking remember how like they almost killed each other? Trump became president because of it.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild.
Dude, when I was 21, I did like my first like, you know, big chick podcast. And I swear to God, over the course of like 6 months, I probably got like 10,000 DMs from women being like, what are you doing tonight? Or can I see your cock? Like that much. And I was like 21 years old.
10,000 DMs everywhere.
Dude, what?
Yeah, I was like 21 years old. And like, imagine trying to handle that as a 21-year-old of like constantly.
Every time, all Lev had to do was tap it in this whole show. He was so cool and funny.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he'd be like, dude, you know what?
10,000 DMs.
10,000 DMs from all these chicks. Imagine that.
That's the name of my next documentary.
It's not a good thing. Like, imagine you at 21 having that many fucking DMs from chicks being like, I want to fuck you and sending you nudes, all the shit. Like, it would fuck you up a little bit.
Back then, they just wrote letters. I just had all these letters showing up every day. I had all these pen pals.
10,000 pigeons are outside my window.
10,000 crows.
You don't think that would fuck you up? Like,
wait, when you say big chick podcast, you mean
Corinne Fisher?
No, like, you know, like a podcast that has like a really large female audience, like a dating podcast or something like that.
When you said it, I thought you meant like just two big girls. Like, today we've got little treat. Lev serves
a cupcake and also
just a little suckling up here. What's going on, Lev?
Just two big bitches sexually harassing hot guys.
We got this little honeysuckle in here.
What was the podcast?
I'm not gonna say, but
why?
I'm just not gonna fucking say.
What would you say?
No, but it doesn't even matter because it's like they're all like that. Like all these podcasts who have like a large like single female podcast, like these dating ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just as soon as you do one, these chicks fucking blow your shit up because they're like, hey, you know, do you want to go on a date tonight? Or they'll just send like a straight up.
How many did you respond to?
Dude, at the time, I responded to a fuck ton of them, lot. My whole job was responding to Instagram DMs for like a fucking year.
How many of those women did you sleep with?
0.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding, but I'm not.
Okay.
It was a lot. It wasn't like a lot, but it was when I'd go on the road or, you know, shit like that.
Dude, one time, right during the height of Podcast Wars, me and, you know, the guys we fucked versus Legion of Skanks, we first like hated each other.
Yeah.
We met, me and Dave Smith met one of their fans on the road, and we came within inches of double teaming her. It was going to be the fucking greatest story ever.
Yeah.
How did you even get into a battle with them? Like, Corinne is like the fucking... I know Christina. I'm not that tight with her, but like, I'm friends with Corinne. She's like one of the coolest people.
Corinne's a fucking cunt. What are you talking about? I love Corinne, and I'm friends with her as well, but she's a fucking tough pill to swallow. She's a cunty girl. You think so? Yeah, if you don't vibe with Corinne, you guys will end up hating each other. It's not like... And I was like, you know what? Corinne is just, you know, she's so cool. Like, no, you either like Corinne a lot because you're friends with her, or you're like, yeah, I want that bitch to fucking die in a fight.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's only ever been like the fucking... She offered to buy me a blender. She's like the nicest fucking
person. I think she hated me.
Because you're fat. She wants to see you get in shape.
She did say that, yeah.
I think she hated me when we first met, because when I did an episode of their podcast years ago, and it's like me and Christina just yapping, and Corinne the whole time, I was like... Did I piss her off in a past life?
No, yeah, she's got. Tell. She's a.
But yeah, she's great. She's
no. Look, me and Corinne are similar people. We're tough pills to swallow. You know.
Yeah.
But
do you think that could be said about everybody in this room, though? Like,
tough pill to swallow. No,
I think I'm aloof, autistic.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be, but I just come. I think I come across as like.
No, that. Sean comes off as you come off as very friendly.
That's really?
We're one of the nicer guys in comedy for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Sean, even when I was like fucking 2 years in, Sean would like step aside.
Well, that's the problem. That's why I'm not fucking. That's why nobody knows who I am.
He should have never stepped aside for you. That's ridiculous.
No, but
I have less respect for you now.
He'll put his hand on your shoulder and shit and be like, you know, you're my favorite comedian.
You need a blender, kid.
I was like, thanks, Sean.
I look for the ones who I think are about to walk into traffic. I'm like, stop, listen, that bit wasn't that bad.
And don't do it again, but
it's clearly new.
All right, let's wrap this one up. You guys are the absolute shit. Thank you guys for watching Real Ass Podcast.
Make
sure you go subscribe. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Get the entire on-demand library. Nearly 9,000 hours of on-demand content. Real Ass Podcast. Believe you me, Legion of Skanks, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, and many more. Grab them now. 14-day free trial with the promo code RAP. Grab your merch, podcastmerch.com. The new Real Ass Podcast limited edition t-shirt will be available to this Friday, October 2nd. Once Friday, October 2nd happens, it's gone. You can't get it anymore. So you grab those hoodies right now. Grab those t-shirts. They're at a discount right now. And iTunes, blah, blah, blah. We're done, right? All right, we're good. Thanks.
Look at all that news we didn't get to.
None of it.
And sorry, Dylan. You're a good dude.
Yep. We all love Dylan.
That's all, folks.